Ever feel like your work life has become a bit of an octopus, tentacles creeping into every corner of your personal space? Yeah, I get it. We're all juggling a million things these days, work deadlines, family commitments, trying to squeeze in some self-care. Because let's face it, we deserve it. And sometimes, that line between on and off just starts to blur. Welcome to The Isolated Innovator, where we tackle the challenges of solo business and life head-on. Today's episode is all about something super crucial, setting boundaries to reclaim your work-life balance. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a hermit or shutting down communication. It's about creating a framework that allows you to thrive both professionally and personally. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like the invisible fences around your time, energy, and emotional space. They define what's acceptable and what's off-limits. When you have clear boundaries in place, you create a sense of control and protect yourself from burnout. That means more focus, higher productivity, and ultimately, happier days. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Asher. And yeah, it takes effort to establish these boundaries, but the payoff is huge. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you get started. 1. Know your non-negotiables. What are those absolute must-haves in your life? Maybe it's spending quality time with family, carving out time for exercise, or getting a solid 8 hours of sleep. Identify these non-negotiables and treat them like sacred appointments. You wouldn't cancel a doctor's appointment, right? So why let work encroach on your precious, me, time? 2. Communicate clearly. Don't be afraid to tell people your boundaries. Whether it's setting specific working hours or letting clients know when you're unavailable, clear communication is key. Remember, it's not being rude, it's about respecting your own needs and ensuring everyone is on the same page. 3. Master the art of no. This one can be tough, but saying no to requests that don't align with your priorities or bandwidth is essential. You don't have to justify yourself. A simple, thank you for reaching out, but I'm unable to take on anything new at this time, usually does the trick. 4. Designate your workspace. This doesn't necessarily mean having a dedicated home office, but having a designated area where you work helps create that mental separation between your professional and personal life. Even if it's just a corner of your dining room table, make it your office zone, and signal to yourself, and others, when it's time to focus. 5. Schedule breaks. You wouldn't expect a car to run nonstop without refueling, would you? The same goes for you. Regularly scheduled breaks throughout the day help you recharge, stay focused, and prevent burnout. Step away from your screen, stretch, go for a walk, or grab a cup of coffee. These small moments of respite can make a world of difference. Think about that time when you felt completely overwhelmed, juggling work deadlines, family errands, and trying to squeeze in some self-care. You probably felt like you were running on fumes, right? Yeah, I've been there too. But then I started implementing these boundaries, and it was a game changer. I remember feeling this constant pressure to be always on, checking emails late at night and taking work calls during family dinners. It wasn't healthy, and it definitely wasn't sustainable. So, I started setting specific working hours, designating my workspace, and communicating my availability clearly. And guess what? My productivity skyrocketed. Not only did I feel less stressed, but I also had more time to pursue the things that truly mattered, spending time with loved ones, taking care of myself, and enjoying life outside of work. Setting boundaries is about creating a life where you can thrive in all areas, not just one. It's about saying, yes, to what matters most and, no, to everything else. So, remember this, you are in control, your time and energy are valuable assets. Don't let anyone or anything drain them. Start setting those boundaries today and watch your work-life balance transform. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundary-setting strategies that have worked for you? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to The Isolated Innovator so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep innovating, keep pushing boundaries, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.